Good morning.
Morning.
I wish I spoke last week and Jack speak this week. Since yesterday, I got a little bit of a sore throat, so if there's any interruption in my message, you know what, where it comes from. Kitty's over in Hong Kong enjoying herself. And like I said a couple of weeks ago, I was looking forward to my freedom, total freedom. Yes, we usually share an orange, avocado, and a pot of tea together. So I got to eat the orange all by myself, the whole avocado all by myself, and also drink 3 mugs of tea all by myself. And that's not it. I got to wash dishes all by myself and also vacuum the house all by myself, you know. And yeah, that was fun. And of course, one of BG's songs suddenly popped up in my head, you know. Lonely days and lonely nights, what would I do without my woman?
Why did you call me so I can play drum with you?
Thanks for that. Touch on that too. So I said, oh, dear Lord, thank you. Although I'm repeating, I kind of feel bad about it since she's away. And whenever I'm preparing my sermon on Saturday, you know, get it all ready for Sunday, you know, I always get the royal treatment, you know. She will bring me drink, water, tea, you know, maybe some snacks while I'm working downstairs in the basement, right? But of course, I got no luxury. She's over in Hong Kong. And then when I saw Matt this morning, I said, there was a glow on his face. Automatically, I thought of Moses. I said, he must have seen our Lord. And then you put a veil on him, you know, in order to speak to him. Yeah, exactly. Thanks, man. Often, we don't think about it. Life is pretty precarious. There are dangers all around us that can harm, injure, maim, and even kill us. For example, when you're driving on a two-lane highway, a dashed line in the middle means that you can pass the vehicle ahead safely on both directions. When there are two solid lines in the middle, it means that it is unsafe to pass the vehicle ahead on both directions. Yet some people ignore these warnings, ending up hurting themselves, or even worse, hurting others. The society as a whole usually has rules, regulations, and laws in place to protect its citizens. At home, we store our medications and household chemicals in safe locations to keep children away from them. At work, we have to learn safety rules to operate dangerous machineries, to handle hazardous chemicals, and to lift a heavy load. We have to keep an eye out for potential dangers and report them to management. Out on the road, there are traffic lights to tell us when to stop and when to go. There are traffic signs to tell us when to yield and how fast to drive. There are warning signs that construction is ahead and that you are approaching a sharp turn. All these things serve to protect us. In the business world, it makes sense to look out for the well-being of the customer or lessen the liability for the company. For instance, when you purchase hot beverages at fast food outlets, the cups usually have warning about the hot liquid. You have to exercise caution when you are drinking coffee, tea, or hot chocolate. You don't want to burn your lips. You don't want to burn your mouth or your tongue. when you open the hood of your car and remove the radiator cap, there is a warning on the cap about the potential danger of the hot liquid. You don't want to be scalded by the hot antifreeze after the engine has been running for a while. On CO2 fire extinguishers, there is warning about the possibility of getting frostbite when you use the unit. When carbon dioxide expands quickly, it lowers the temperature dramatically, rendering the canister very cold. Every day, we watch or listen to the weather forecast to learn of bad and inclement weather, such as thunderstorms, hurricanes, tornadoes, freezing rains, snow whiteouts, and extreme hot or cold temperatures. Last week, we have to cancel both meetings because of the ice pellet, freezing rain, and strong wind. We don't want to fall and get hurt unnecessarily, not to mention the possibility of getting into some unwanted accident. Heeding the warning is being prudent on our part to stay away from the impending dangerous situation or extreme temperatures. In the restaurant business, proper food handling and storage is very important. Minimize the chance of cross-contamination of food products. Posted in the various areas of the kitchen and food prep areas are information sheets regarding what we call the danger zone, between 40 and 140 degrees Fahrenheit. Bacteria love to grow and thrive. Many bacteria and microbes multiply quickly when it is neither too hot nor too cold. Cold temperature reduces the activities of many bacteria to a minimum. And high temperature tends to destroy many of these tiny living organisms. Proper handling and storage of food products necessitate keeping them either below 40 or above 140 degrees Fahrenheit. The name of the game is to keep out of the danger zone. In Christianity, there are also danger zones that the Bible warns us to watch out for, because that is one of the purposes of God's word. Romans 15:4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. From the scripture, we learn what God is like, his attributes. God is holy, God is just, God is kind, he is love, self-sufficient, self-existent, infinite, transcendent, almighty, faithful, immutable, sovereign, and wise. From the scripture, we learn what God likes. He likes us to be saved. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God likes us to trust him. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. God likes us to love him. Deuteronomy 6:5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. God likes us to worship him. Psalm 45:11. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. God likes us to worship him in spirit and in truth. God 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. From the scripture, we learn what God doesn't like. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 to 19. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, and hands that shed innocent blood. An heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies. And he that soweth discord among brethren. There are many warnings in the Bible regarding our behavior as his followers. We are only to focus on one warning this morning. Let's all turn to Revelation chapter 3. We're going to read from verse 14 to 22. Revelation chapter 3. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spill thee out of my mouth. Verse 17, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. The warning to the church of Laodicea is very serious. In verse 16, the Lord said that he will spit them out of his mouth because they were lukewarm and neither cold nor hot. There is only one occurrence of lukewarm in the Bible. On a hot summer day, and you are dying of thirst after laboring in the garden, you long for that ice-cold drink of lemonade, iced tea, or water. Instead of the refreshing drink, you taste something lukewarm and it has a strange taste to it. Your immediate reaction is to spit it out what was in your mouth. How about on a freezing February day? You come home from school and you were expecting a cup of that steaming sweet hot chocolate with marshmallow to warm you up instead of the tasty beverage that warms you all over. You sip on a lukewarm, watery mixture of brown clumps and undissolved sugar. You just want to run to the bathroom and spit it out. In the same manner, Christ dislikes his follower being lukewarm. This morning, the title of my sermon is Danger Zone. I'm going to speak on five areas that we might be lukewarm in. These are the danger zones that we have to watch out for. I have used the letter A to help us to remember them. They are adoration, attendance, attitude, action, and appetite. We don't usually become lukewarm all of a sudden. It frequently occurs slowly to evade our detection. When we are lukewarm, we can swear that nothing has changed. It is just the other party who is too sensitive. There's nothing wrong with us. There lies the danger. Let's examine each of the five danger areas. Number one, lukewarm in adoration. We can love God without worshiping Him, but we cannot worship God without loving Him. God sets the standard of adoration. How are we to adore Him? How are we to adore others? Luke 10:27, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. How much do you love the Lord? Do you love Him with all your heart? Do you love Him with all your soul? Do you love Him with all your strength? And do you love Him with all your mind? And do you love your neighbors as yourself? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Charity is Christian love in action. What are your motivation for doing things? Have you set love as your highest priority, as the scriptures have done? 1 John 3:18, my little children, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Love is not an abstract idea. Love is an action item. Do you love in word and tongue only? Love is not just talk. Love requires your walk. If you are lukewarm in adoration, you must be channeling your love to other areas, things and people. 1 John 2, verse 15 to 17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. 1 Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Let us not be lukewarm in adoration. Danger area number two, lukewarm in attendance. Meeting together with other believers is very important. Frequent fellowship reinforces the strength of relationship. If you take a piece of coal from a pile of burning coals, it will soon die out and become cold. You can easily snap a single pencil, but it would be very difficult to break 20 pencils bundled together. The scripture warns us of the danger of not showing up. Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. You might be embarrassed about missing meetings or services at the beginning, but after a while, you slowly become insensitive to your absence, and nonconformity becomes the norm. If you're not serious about your faith and belief, you'll find all sorts of reasons and excuses, as the man portrayed it in Proverbs. Proverbs 22, verse 13. The slothful man saith, there's a lion without, I shall be slain in the street. Let us not be lukewarm in attendance. Danger area number three, lukewarm in attitude. Right attitude leads to right action. Lukewarm attitude results in no action or lukewarm action. To ensure your mind is sharp and focused, ready to receive God's word, the Berean Christians did. Acts 17, verse 10 and 11. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogues of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scripture daily whether those things were so. Are you prepared if others ask you to share your faith? Are you always in a state of readiness? 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Are you willing to serve the Lord in such capacity? Are you ready to stick your neck out to preach the gospel? 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reproof, rebuke, exhort with all long sufferings and doctrine. Are you willing to give without holding back? Are you willing to go the extra mile? Proverbs 3:27 and 28. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in your power of thy hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it by thee. Proper attitude at the Lord's Supper is of paramount importance. You have to prepare yourself throughout the week. You will disappoint our Savior if you are lackadaisical at the breaking of bread service. If you don't worship God 6 days of the week, you cannot worship God 1 day of the week. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27 to 29. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. What are some of the attitudes extolled in the scripture? Here are a couple of examples. Psalm 2:11, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. How about Psalm 100? Verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Let us not be lukewarm in our attitude. Danger area number 4, lukewarm in action. When I say action, I'm referring to our service. It is quite clear as to the Lord's great commission to every Christian, young and old. Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. God promises suitable reward for faithful service. Matthew 25:21. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. God will judge our services. We are to do things in his name and do all unto the glory of God. Anything less would be unacceptable. Matthew 20, chapter 25. Verse 31, when the Son of Glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Verse 35. And I was hungry, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee in hunger, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and said to them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Having the right mindset is important. Carrying the necessary deeds is more important. Getting on the right track is essential, and moving forward and getting things done is more essential. Serving God is not just a slogan, making it a reality every moment of your Christian life. Philippians chapter 4, verse 9 and 8 and 9. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Serving the Lord means reading his word and obeying his commands. James 1, verse 22 to 25. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goes away, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Let us not be lukewarm in our action. And finally, danger area number 5, lukewarm in appetite. I bet that when I mention appetite, your mind automatically think of food. In some way, it is related to food, but not the food we normally consume. We are talking about spiritual food, namely God's word that provides the necessary nutrition and nourishment for our spiritual growth. In the spiritual realm, we need to develop a healthy appetite. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study doesn't mean casual reading. Study doesn't mean getting it over quickly so you can move on to other matters. Study needs concentration. Study requires efforts. Study necessitates setting aside adequate and uninterrupted time. Study demands diligence. Last but not least, pray and meditate. Get into the words of God so you come to know the God of the words. Acts 17:11. In that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scripture daily. Are you developing a regular appetite for God's word? Do you occasionally gorge on God's word and neglect to eat for a prolonged period of time? Are you only getting fed once a week and leave the Bible alone for the rest of the other 6 days? We need to be like the Berean who search the scripture daily. The value of God's word is priceless. The benefits of God's word are innumerable. The taste of God's word is delicious. Psalm 19, verse 7 to 10. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Ezekiel 3:3. And it saith unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roe that I give you. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. As Tozer wrote in one of his devotional, do you spend enough time with him so that we absorb the fragrance of his presence? Do people ever suspect that we have been with God? Is there about us an aroma of him? In Tozer's classic, The Pursuit of God, he penned the following words in the preface and introduction. For it is not mere words that nourish the soul, but God himself. And unless and until the hearers find God in personal experience, they are not the better for having heard the truth. The Bible is not an end in itself, but a means to bring man to an intimate and satisfying knowledge of God in the core and center of their hearts. Let us not be lukewarm in our appetite. We are lukewarm in our Christianity because Christ is not preeminent in every aspect of our lives. Colossians 1:18. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. As preachers, we can only serve as signposts to point you in the right direction. It is up to you to act upon the lessons that God places in your hearts. If you are aware that you are approaching the danger zones, put on your brakes so that you won't dishonor the Lord and bring shame to his name. And if you are in the danger zones, come before the Lord and ask for his forgiveness. Pray for strength and wisdom from God, who is the source of all things. It is very simple to please our Lord and Savior. Do the do's and don't do the don'ts. Watch out for the warning signs and stay far away from the danger zones. Before I close, I would like to read from 2 Timothy chapter 3. So can you turn your Bible to that particular passage from verse 1 to 18, 1 to 17, I apologize. 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know also, that in the last day perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boaster, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Verse 3. And fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Verse 8. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do this all has fully known that my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endure, but out of them all the Lord deliver me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continuing thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. We are in the last days. Men have moved away from the things of God and moving toward the things of man. If you are a genuine child of God, thank the Lord and stay close to him. If you abide in him, he will abide in you. God is against hypocrisy and lukewarm mentality and behavior. Surrender and submit to allow God to transform you into the image of his dear Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. If you are here this morning and don't know Christ as your personal Savior, as your Savior, acknowledge Christ as the Lord of your life. Follow him, serve him, love him, and worship him. Before we sing hymn number 545, Cleanse Me, I will ask Luke to help us to close in prayer. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this lesson this morning, for your word. Lord, we pray that you would help us to take these words out into the week with us and to not be lukewarm in our attitudes and our worship of you, Lord, but to be strong and be resolved. We thank you for all the many blessings, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Hymn 545, Cleanse Me.